Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center here in Louisville, Colorado. And you know, these are very, very wonderful, but strange times. And with all the restrictions in place throughout most of the U.S., we don't have a live audience other than our staff here. Could we show the picture of what the studio looks like?
Yeah, it's like really odd. It is empty and odd. We got the production crew at the back. It's not empty back there, but they are odd. And, oh, we've got dear Carrie Gallant here with us in the studio helping today. Other than that, we miss you guys. I mean, this is so odd. Doing a shout without anybody. It's very strange.
We miss you in one breath, and the next breath I do not, because I can feel you. I can feel you from wherever, from all the amazing places we see. 50 countries at a recent event tuned in to what we were doing. So we feel you, right?
We do, and it's so good to have you all here online, live with us, or if you're listening later, either way. Once again, we're back at the studio in Colorado. It's been quite a while. I think our last shout from here was in February, if I'm not mistaken, because we were in Kona. Mm-hmm. We held over there for a while after the whole coronavirus
quarantine
started, thing.
Yeah.
We just got back, I guess, about 3 weeks ago, and so this is our first shout here. Back in the studio. It feels really good to be back.
It's wonderful.
I don't know if you can see it, but maybe the camera people can give us a shot. We redid the stage area. We made it bigger because, you know, Adamus, he just needs a lot of space.
Oh, yes, so he does.
I would say it's about 33% bigger than before.
I'm sure, especially to the front. Peter, yeah. You did a great job managing that project. I mean, it makes such a difference. We can breathe a little better up here.
Breathe, and then on top of that, we recarpeted. Can we get a shot of the new carpeting? Not that it's terribly exciting, but...
Yeah, that's exciting, Jeff.
Not
black
on the
carpet.
Stage, in the
It's
in the
not
audience,
supposed to be exciting. That's
in the
a studio.
Audience area. We recarpeted, you know, for those of you who've been here before, we had all that tape on the floor to show where the chairs
gone.
Go. It's gone. We had all your dirt and grime from over the years on the floor. It's gone. So we got kind of a new setting here, which is kind of nice. More room from the front to the back of the stage.
Yeah. And a lot more. Adams likes to waltz around and be very, you know, theatrical. So
he
has a much broader platform to work on.
So do you think he's going to go in the audience today, even though there is no audience?
Just to mess with the crew.
To mess with the crew, right?
Just to make sure.
And by the way, you look very lovely and festive today.
Well, thank you. That's because today is July 4th. Ooh. And it is actually a national holiday in the United States.
Yeah.
And I actually think that it's the ultimate, technically ultimate, Chambre holiday because it's Independence Day.
Freedom Day.
It's a day of freedom. So is that not what we as Chambre want to be? We want freedom, independence, and sovereignty. So I love the 4th of July because it's a celebration of freedom, sovereignty.
You just look like a big bag of fireworks.
I feel like that, too.
And, she's all dressed up in the red, white, and blue. Me, I thought, I'm just going to wear a very plain kind of blue shirt today. But then as we were kind of doing stuff here before the show started, I bumped into one of the sunflowers back there. And, you know, I didn't have a change of shirt, so this is all I have.
That was good, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was very good.
But
I had an American flag shawl thing, but I thought that was a little too much.
Yeah.
I decided to just stay with the red, white, and blue.
By the way, not only here in the United States celebrating the 4th of July, but there's a big celebration going on in the United Kingdom.
Boris?
No. All the pubs reopened in the UK. All the pubs reopened. I can't imagine they've been closed for months and months now. They finally reopened them. I think like 30,000 pubs or something like that. So everybody can go now and get their pint and spread the disease to each other. So, but they did reopen today. I think it was kind of like in reaction to the United States 4th of July. You know, they had to do something.
Well, I'm sure that was what it was
So
about.
There's probably not a lot of the Brits watching in today because they're probably sitting in the pub having a few. It's been a while.
All right. It has been a while, even here.
It's been crazy, crazy times lately. I mean, we all know that. It goes without saying, but it's just the strangest and not bad, just odd. And
but it, during this season of realization, isn't it almost ideal? Because literally everybody got knocked off of their everyday life. I mean, you know, it's not like you had to do more. You had to find a way to do it different, to just stop.
I don't think it's any coincidence that all this is happening right now. As well as all the other things that Adam has talked about in Convergence, you know, the angelic families disbanding, no more Order of the Ark, the aliens getting booted out, all the rest of that. It is just strange times. And, you know, we've come to the point where wearing a face mask is just normal.
I mean, it's
just part of our routine now. I must have 12 of them in the car, you know, just because, oh, geez, I'm stopping somewhere. I got to put on the mask. And, you know, it's just odd.
I kind of think the mask thing is really good, and I love it, and I wear mine, but I'm really a little tired of not being able to wear lipstick very much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think
it's kind of smeary under a mask.
Yeah, then does it build up in there?
You've got to just throw the mask away.
But why wear lipstick if nobody's going to see your face?
Because I know my face.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I didn't even bother to consider, because it was all about me. I didn't bother to consider the whole lipstick thing. I'm just thinking of me, it's the itchy with the, you know, the beard, and that's like, God.
Yeah, ooh, thank God I don't have that problem.
Yeah, thank God for both of us you don't have that problem. That would be, I couldn't even imagine that. Anyway,
even our humor's warped.
Is or what? Always was.
More.
Yeah, more. We live in really strange times, and I don't think we're ever really going to go back to the old times. And in a way, that's good. In another way, it's a little bit disconcerting for a lot of people. But the world is changing, and partly it's our fault. We all wanted it to change, and it is.
Be careful what you ask for. You might get it.
It is changing on so many different levels. I know Adamus is going to address some of that today. Because I asked him to.
Mm-hmm. You put in a special request.
I did. I said, you know, really, Shamba would love to hear more about what's happening on the planet right now. So he's obliging. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Anyway, well, let's jump into it. We have a lot to cover. And once again, we thank all of you for being here.
Thank you.
Such a delight. I mean, I wish you were here, sitting in the chairs, which aren't even out right now, participating with us. But we know you're here from here.
We feel you. Thank you.
Okay, what's going on? I guess the very first order of business is, it seems like a long time.
It was.
Since Shao 10 of the Passion 2020 series.
That seems like months ago.
It seems like years ago almost.
Oh, wow.
And we were back in Kona.
Yes,
and
we were. With Belle.
You know, we hadn't planned to be there, so our regular production crew wasn't with us. No. And so we kind of improvised, but I thought it turned out exceptionally well. Under the circumstance.
People thought it was okay.
Literally, I'd let them in on a little secret, but literally we filmed it with an iPhone. I mean, because we had to improvise the whole thing. So we're going to take a look at the recap for Shao 10.
You're not advertising for an iPhone, but I would.
We're going to take a look at Shao 10 of the Passion 2020 series back from, June, a long time ago.
Wow.
Here we go. Let's take a look. I want to talk briefly about our dear friend, Sartre. Many of you got to know him through the Shouds. Some of you had the pleasure of meeting him. He's beside me right now. He's here at this Shoud. You know, I do want to say that he was realized. Like Sartre, he was going about his business. He loved the earth, and I mean that literally. He loved dirt. That was his profession, moving dirt. Well, he had been hearing a lot, of course, as all of you had, about allowing. He knew the word allow. He understood this whole thing about relaxing into realization from a conceptual or a mental standpoint. But like so many, it really hadn't been internalized. A couple weeks before he crossed over, he finally got it, a big aha. He allowed so much that one day, shortly after working out in the dirt, he came back inside and suddenly felt this swirl, kind of this warm, beautiful swirl, almost like being immersed in kind of a warm, beautiful water, but a water you couldn't drown in. And everything was in a state of perfection, in beingness, but not a perfection that the mind could ever concoct, but it was just all there. Suddenly he felt absolutely, totally free. But yet he was saying, oh crap, I think I just crossed over, because literally he started to see his body laying on the floor. One of the things that he pointed out, and he wants me to remind all of you about right now, is something I should have thought of, but he said, have some sort of reconnection object. You see, because when you hit your realization, when you come to that moment, it is beyond words in terms of the beauty of yourself, the love of yourself. And it is so easy to just transcend at that time. I mean, through death, to transcend. So many of you are going to be faced with this in the next 3 months, coming to realization, shedding the last of the internal conflicts and the imbalances, and bringing in so much of your light body. And you come to that point, it is so sensual and seductive, so beautiful, you do wonder, why would I possibly stay? Why go back? Because you've planned this for so very long. It's not that you have to stay for a long, long period unless you choose to, but be ready for it now. Be prepared. There is one thing in particular I want to talk about today. It's so critically important, as a lot of Shambra in the next few months are going to come to realization. And it's the whole issue of abundance. I have no tolerance for lack. And I have no tolerance for whining about your lack. I have no tolerance for you blaming it on others. I have no tolerance for you pointing fingers at somebody who has come back to a natural way of abundance where you have simply refused to. The fundamental issue is about letting energy serve you. In other words, there is no lack of abundance if you're allowing your energy to serve you. Abundance is natural because it's your energy. Abundance is natural because all your energy wants to serve you. It has nothing to do with the amount of money you have in the bank. If you insist on the lack of abundance, go to some other group and come back when you're grown up, when you can handle your own energy serving you abundantly in your life. There is no place in the Crimson Circle anymore for those who are allowing themselves to be lacking in their own energy, because you're also allowing yourself to be lacking in your own creativity, in your own love, in your own sensuality, in your own feeling of being alive, in your own worthiness. It's not just about abundance. You're using that as kind of the focal point, the discussion point. It's about all these other things. Many Shambra are going to realize and allow their realization in these next few months. Some are going to wait a little bit. There's no rush because it's going to happen. The realization happens so gently in a way. I mean, you don't have to work at it anymore. I've told you that for a while. Don't work at it. The realization, it just happens. It's like the breath of the I am. And all of its gentleness and all of its compassion. It's not like a lightning bolt. It's not like a hit in the face. You're right there. And that's all that it takes, is just the breath of the I am. This breath of the I am is filled with abundance. Breath of the I am is energy. It's the song of the soul, eternally abundant. At this hour, there's nothing to do, nothing to work at other than to allow. Stay on the planet. You're needed right now, right here. Now I remember.
Yeah.
That was quite a shout. That was from the pavilion in Kona.
You tried to forget because he really called out.
He did. But before we get into that, I want to remind everybody, at the end, there was a beautiful marab with wonderful music, very, very little talking. And it's available as a free download. It's called Breath of the I Am. And basically what he said in that marab was just, now as we come, you come into realization, it's as gentle as the breath of the I Am. You know, you don't have to work hard at it. There's no efforting. It's the gentle breath of the I Am. And that's it. Now back on abundance.
Wait. I want to go into even further back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick your reconnection object?
I did. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
You.
Liar. liar, your pants are on fire.
Kinda. You and Belle.
Oh.
Back at the villa, and if that doesn't work, you know, our house here in Colorado and the villa in Kona, yeah, those really keep me here. But you're at the top of the list, baby. Yeah.
You're so smart. Pay you later.
So back on the abundance issue, now I remember he was very, very clear, and, you know, I remembered channeling that, going, oh my gosh, you know, he is just being so emphatic. And I thought it was, in my memory would have been that he was screaming and yelling and stamping around. And I just watched this now, and he's pretty mellow, but the words were very clear. And it makes total sense. There is no reason for any of us not to be in abundance. And it's not just about money, it's about everything in our lives. And it's recognizing the fact that it's your energy, and it can work for you. And that's it. That's it. You don't have to be a economic wizard. You don't have to come from a wealthy family or hit the jackpot or any of those things. Abundance is our natural birthright or soul right to have that. It is an unnatural state of being to be outside of abundance. And he's been hammering this point home time and time again right now, because he's saying, if you insist on the lack, you insist on being a victim, you really need to go someplace else. What we're doing right now, as we come into being true masters on the planet, is to be that example for others. And it doesn't mean you need to be filthy rich and have 93 Rolls Royces or anything like that. It just means that there's a natural flow where you're not worried about it and you're not blaming others. You're never really in lack. It doesn't mean that you have to live in a $25 million estate or anything like that. It means you are just in your own state of grace. And why would somebody not allow that in their lives?
I love that. I totally love that. Because it's not about how much you have. It's about what you appreciate.
Yeah. And, you know, I have everything I want in my life. But, you know, it's not like, you know, we go crazy on stuff. It's just, it's like, okay, this is good. You know, I just don't need any more. And desire anymore, but if I ever would, it would be there for me. And it's a very natural state.
And it's about way more than money.
And by the way, Adamus has driven Linda and I and the staff crazy since the very beginning, because he's always inviting people to leave, you know. And it's kind of like the reverse marketing effect, you know, that, you know, most of the time people want new people, more people to come in, and Adamus is like, no, leave. But, you know, in a way it served the purpose, because we've got such an amazing group around the world right now who's really committed to their realization. And we gather together once in a while like this with Crimson Circle, an event or a shout, but it's really about your realization, and it's the people who are really committed to it. We see people come in once in a while. We're kind of like they're attracted to the light, I guess you would say. And they kind of buzz around, they try to do
dabble,
a little feeding and dabbling, and it just doesn't work. And, you know, we don't need to throw them out, there's nothing to throw them out of, or, you know, anything like that. They just, they go someplace else, because there's no feeding allowed here. So, okay, I said my piece.
Oh, you said it well, and it's really true. It's like if you're here, it's because you want to be, not because it feels right to you and you know it. Nobody can tell you that. You have to know it.
Yeah. Let's move on. That was a great shout. That was a landmark shout, I think.
I thought Adamus was a lot rougher than he was.
I did too. I remembered
it so rough, like, oh my God.
Even the production staff that was there with us at the time, they were all like, oh my gosh. But I just, when I watched it, did you guys, the production, put in a different video? You know,
did you switch it out or
did
something?
Did you switch it out? Yeah. I remember it being really rough.
Yeah, it's much softer than I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. We don't have any previous events to talk about because we can't do events.
We had to cancel them.
Everything.
Everything.
Wow.
I mean, all the way from the end of March on, no, the beginning of March.
Yeah.
All the way through now and forward until November.
November.
So it's a little crazy and
except
weird.
Except for online. But, you know, I still miss the hugs and the laughter and everything else. But what we do have, instead of our regular previous events, what we do have is a beautiful film that we found on Facebook that Shambra in Russia put together, and a great message. And we thought, well, that'd be really fun to play instead of the recent events. So here we go, from Russia, with love.
Этой истории мы говорим всему персоналу Алого Круга, Джеффри, Линде и нашим любимым переводчикам спасибо от русскоговорящей Шамбры. Так здорово знать, ощущать и получать поддержку на каждом шагу нашего пути. Об этом всегда упоминает Адамус. И это действительно так. Вы, ребята, делаете значимую работу, и мы вам очень благодарны. И мы здесь.
Jeffrey and Linda, I want to say how really appreciate your work and service, and thank you for being who you are.
Я хочу сегодня сказать огромное сердечное спасибо и благодарность всему Алому Кругу, Джеффри, Линде, всем переводчикам, с которыми я иду уже много лет к своей реализации.
I send you my love from my heart.
Hello, my dear Shambra. I'm Natalia Erman. My son kisses from Tallinn with love.
Линда и Адамус, я приветствую вас из далекой Сибири. Я от всей души благодарю вас за путь к себе, за путь, который я прошла по принятию себя, по позволению себе.
Привет, Шамбра, привет из Португалии. Джеффри, Линда, огромная благодарность за все, что вы делаете для нас.
Передаю вам привет всей Шамбре, Джеффри, Линде. И хочу сказать вам большое спасибо за то, что вы есть.
I want to say thank you so much for your magic job for us.
Я вспомнила, что я пришла именно для этого. И я счастлива быть Шамброй в эти времена здесь и сейчас.
Это самый лучший подарок Вселенной, это самое лучшее путешествие.
И, конечно же, мне огромное спасибо за все, за эту жизнь.
Шамбра, я вас очень люблю. Всем большой привет, всем изобилия, счастья, любви и всего самого наилучшего.
Всем желаю счастливой реализации.
Thank you so much.
Все хорошо во всем творении. Пока.
Just in case, you're always welcome in our country, and thank you.
Я вас благодарю от всей души. А подарок вам – богатство нашей северной природы.
Привет!
Спасибо вам, что вы есть. Вы есть. Я есть.
So thank you for sharing that very beautiful message. That was very very kind and sweet.
Really sweet, yeah. Well, we love getting those, and we love the fact that everybody acknowledges the staff with Crimson Circle for the work that they do, and thank you. Really
it
made our
day. It takes a team, truly.
Okay, let's talk about upcoming events. Linda, take it away.
Okay, so the next event is going to be August 1st, and it's the next Shoud. And this is very special because this is Passion 2020,
yes.
And it'll be the 12th in the series.
The 12th Shoud. And normally, actually, we don't list the Shouds on the events because it's the same time and place every month. But we wanted to point out to everybody, this is Shoud 12, according to Adamus's request. A lot of times we take off in August, but this year he wants to roll through Shoud 12, the last Shoud. We're going to be taking September off and then hitting again with the whole new series starting in September.
But it's been a long time since he's done 12 in a series.
I can't remember the last time.
I don't think
I don't think Adamus ever has. I think Tobias did way back when. So it's been a while, but he wants to finish this summer, or if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, winter of realization, and with this other Shoud, so it'll be interesting.
So it'll be... We will be filmed from here, August 1st, but there are still restrictions in place, so there won't be a live audience.
And August will also be our 21st anniversary of Crimson Circle, from the teepee in the mountains to the villa now in Hawaii and the studio here in Louisville. We've come a long way in
we've
those
come a
years.
Long way.
Of course, it has been a lot of years, too.
And it's been beautiful.
Yes, very
every
beautiful.
Step. So, then...
Late August.
Are we talking about this? Are we announcing this?
What? What do you mean?
Well, it's got a big question mark. I mean, I now know what it was because I had to tackle you to the ground and pinch you to make you tell me what
it
was.
If you listen through the rest of the Chamber News section, you'll find out what it is. But it's happening August 21st through the 23rd.
Okay, a special cloud class, but it's a secret until a few slides up.
A very special cloud class.
Okay.
Okay, now it brings us into autumn 2020. What do we have, Linda?
Well, we have a very, very special creation. This is called Passion of the Merlin. And as you know, originally, this was going to be a live event in Bledsylvania, but as soon as they said, no traveling, we decided to create something different and something special, and the response to this has been really quite wonderful and sweet. Jeff, are you excited about it?
I am. I really, really miss going to Bled.
We do. We love
Bled. There's nothing like 500 people, beautiful Bled, all that Chamber energy, but we're doing it online, so yes,
online.
I am excited. We're going to have at least four channels, and don't ask me yet who they are other than Adamus, because I do not know. We have a number of presentations from amazing Chamba around the world. We're going to be doing the Rood Awakening World Preview, meaning that this is the first time ever that it's shown. It might not be in the 100% final form, but it's going to be so close that we couldn't resist trying to do a preview for it. So we're really excited. We were on the chat with him just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Hi guys, hi Rood Awakening, planning this thing out, and I'm just so excited. The film has taken some new twists and turns,
of course,
with everything that's happened with the virus, but they're going to have this world preview ready for the magic of the, or passion of the
We are ready for the preview.
We are ready. We're also going to have music with Yoham. This is going to be 3 days. It's going to be about 4 hours per day. You'll have 90 days access to the video, so if you can't watch it in real time, you'll have plenty of access time. And who knows what other surprises are going to come along, but we got a great lineup of people. And I am excited. Total cost $295, just $295.
So and you'll have access to the channels and all
absolutely.
The material. Yeah. And okay. then it's time again for the Sexual Energy School. This is the school that is one of the only things we ever require, and it is required because it's about energy management.
Absolutely. It's a core Crimson Circle class, of course, and it's the only thing, like Linda said, that we require for some of the other events because it's so important. We offer it 2 times a year online,
right.
And this is one of the two. The other is always in,
late spring.
But yeah. You'll have 10 days access to the videos and the materials in this, 90 days on the e-reader. We always do it live hosted. In other words, Linda and I and the production crew is with you all weekend. It's not just like we throw the videos up there and say, go ahead and watch them.
The staff is watching. There's a chat room. And so we're constantly monitoring and with you throughout the 3 days.
When we did it back in May, it was the largest audience ever. I keep thinking maybe it'll go down in numbers, but it's actually going up. More and more and more people are taking SES. And one of the biggest comments that we get from people is the ones who said, well, I put it off. I didn't think I really needed or wanted, or I thought I got it energetically. They take it and they're like, oh my gosh, why didn't you make me take it sooner? Because it's an experience. I mean, it's those of you who have taken it, a lot of you have, it's truly an experience.
It's never quite what you expect ever.
Yeah, it's October 30th through November 1st. Live hosted from Linda and I, and we're actually going to be in Kona hosting it.
Yes, so we are.
That'll be kind of fun. We did it before, and it worked out pretty well.
Very well.
We had the crew back here in the studio in Colorado. We had another crew in Kona
with us.
The only part about it, I don't know if we've ever said it, but we had to start at 6 o'clock in the morning, our time in Kona. So we were up at 4 in the morning to get ready, drink some coffee, try to open up the eyes, make sure all the tech equipment was working, and then on the air at 6 in the morning. That was a little rough.
Well, we're trying to accommodate our worldwide audience, and there was a huge group from Europe, and so we had to start relatively early because they're literally 12 hours different.
Well, we had people from 38 different countries tuning in. So anyway, we're doing it again in October from Kona. Linda, what else?
Oh, yes. Well, then in November, we're Kona still.
Yeah,
well, we're excited, though. These are potentially, might be our first live events with an audience again.
I hope so.
Master's Code, November 15th through the 19th. It's sold out, but there's a wait list if you're interested. And then also Energy Works Workshop, November 23rd through the 27th. It's sold out, but there always is a wait list.
Absolutely. And the one nice thing about the islands right now is that, particularly the Big Island, there was never a great big spread of the virus. They shut things down. They
really
wouldn't let airplanes in, even from the other islands. They ended up with only a total of 83 cases.
On the whole island.
No deaths, which is significant. And as of right now, 81 of the 83 have been resolved. So.
Right.
It was pretty safe. As a matter of fact, it was a little odd for us to come back here. We were in such a bubble over there.
So it's
a very, very safe space.
It was okay to be locked up in paradise.
Yeah. Okay. That brings us to, into 2021.
Oh, holy smoke.
Yep.
Okay, so online, and we'll have a studio audience. We will be doing ProNOS 2021. Woof.
Yeah.
Is Adamus going to have good news for January 16, 2021?
That is so far away right now. I don't even want to predict. But the only thing I can say is that ProNOST has gotten to be such a classic thing to
absolutely.
Do, groundbreaking. And then we do the ProNOST update mid-year. But it's always so revealing.
I
love doing it, but it's nerve-wracking.
It is.
And, you look back over the ProNOSTs of what he's talked about, and he's pretty much right on track, particularly that ProNOS 2014. He actually talked about a virus that would come to the planet. They couldn't figure it out, and it would eventually cause a lot of civil unrest and everything. I think we're there.
I had to kind of laugh because I heard it, but I didn't want to remember he said that. And it wasn't until Gene pointed out, yes, it was 2014 that he said that.
It was 2014.
Yeah, I was like, oh boy, all right.
Okay.
All right, so if you're ready, be there for ProNOS.
ProNOS 2021.
Okay, so winter events. Oh, Kona.
We're back in Kona.
Oh, with Belle.
Yeah, surprising.
Oh, and Bella's gotten so famous. We were teasing.
Bella's the villa dog.
The villa
in
dog.
In case you didn't know.
That there are more pictures of Belle on Facebook and the websites than there are of us.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves Belle.
Yeah. Oh, they come and get their picture taken with Belle.
Yeah.
We have people, Shambra on the island, who come by just to see Belle, not us.
Yeah, and, not even
you know,
us.
They'll email or call in advance, and we're like, well, geez, we're out. And they're like, no, it doesn't matter. I'm coming
that's
to see
we were,
Belle.
Yeah, that's what they were hoping.
Yeah. So, good.
Okay, very conscious.
So, our events.
Okay, so, February 20th through the 24th, Energy Works Workshop. Yep. There are actually still three spaces available. And then Energy Works Workshop again, March 22nd through the 26th. And there are still a lot of spaces open. You know, these events haven't been open very long.
No, they haven't been open long at all. But I also do want to point out that, again, you never know what the world's going to look like then. If somebody signs up for one of those events and we have to cancel, obviously we do a 100% refund.
Right.
And because we understand right now it's difficult to make any decisions, any plans. But
truly.
If you are interested, my gut feeling is that things will be kind of okay by then. But airfares are really inexpensive right now.
Yeah, they are actually.
I mean, so now might be a good time to plan.
Yeah. So with that, and they've actually been decent about their refunding policy.
Absolutely.
The restrictions.
Absolutely.
So then, now we're at April, back at Kona. So April 11th through the 15th is Master's Code. And there are six spaces open for that. That's a very special event. Don't miss out. And then after that, again, another Energy Works, April 21st through 25th. Nine spaces left. And remember what makes these events, the attendees tell us this. It's a live event in paradise. And it's limited to 36 attendees plus staff.
Yeah.
So there's a really sweet intimacy to it and a lot of general interaction with Adamus pretty often,
yeah.
too.
Okay.
So more.
More.
There, oh, my
but
gosh.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, May. May. Master's Code, May 5th through the 9th. 19 spaces. Those were added just the most recently. And then the Channeling Workshop, May 17th through the 21st. So 27 spaces available. That's limited to 36, I believe.
Yeah. And again, we just opened these up, so there's a good chance to jump in on it. And again, we understand the concern where things will be at. We're going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we are going to be there. So we hope you'll feel comfortable enough doing that also.
Please. We would love it.
So that's all the events we have. That's it, darling.
Well, for now, we haven't thought any further.
Yeah. So right now, let's take a deep breath. It's time to go into one of my favorite times of all.
Wait just a minute.
Oh.
We're already a year out.
I know.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. So yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's take a look now at one of my favorite times in this part of the presentation. It's time for Shambra News.
What is she sitting on?
She's floating, Linda. She's levitating. Can't you tell that? She's levitating.
It looks like Blavatsky.
No, it is not. You need to see a therapist about your issue with Madame Blavatsky. You really do. I mean, you know, I know somebody that's good. Kuthumi. He'll get you over that. Okay. As always, the Shambra magazine, you know, I'm so proud of it because we've been doing it now for, 15 years on a regular basis, and it's grown into such a beautiful thing. It's received more awards than any other magazine in the Crimson Circle.
If you don't say so yourself.
No, it's beautiful.
It really is.
I mean, and the care that goes into it monthly and the anxiety that goes into getting it out. You know, it's no small task to put out a publication every month, and it's collecting articles, doing the artwork, going through all the information, and everything else is in there. So if you're not on the mailing list, if you say, well, Shambra Magazine, I don't know how to get it, just go to the news section on the Crimson Circle website, sign up for the mailing list, you'll get a notice, and all you do is click on the link in the notice, and that's it. Some really great articles this month, as always, and I'm really delighted. It is a work of art, both in the content and the design. Mark Ritter does all the art direction on it. Does a great job, an amazing job actually.
A lot
Jean
of spirit
Tinder
and energy
is the
in it.
Editor works with all the articles. Her monthly feature is one of the most popular, if not the most popular, of anything in the magazine. So they're both sitting in the back there, guys. Great job. I'm really tickled by the Shambra magazine. Okay, moving along. Let's see what else we have.
Oh.
Go ahead. You start to tell them about this.
Well, Pronos 2020 update. Adam is...
that's good.
Was very, very, very intense. And
could I mention, we just filmed it...
Literally.
Wednesday.
Yes.
And the crew jammed to get it ready so that we could release it today. I mean, we just filmed it. And there's always post-production work to do and processing files, multiple languages, getting text transcripts out. It's been a blur since... It was Wednesday, right, that we did this? I mean, is that right?
Yeah, day before yesterday.
But it's not available today. It's not available today. Oh, that's right, because it was too short a time. I'm sorry. I'm just a mess over here. They're sitting in the back laughing.
It's because Adamus is banging on your head again?
I have what I call channel exemption, or I'm channel inhibited because I got all this other stuff swirling in my head. It's going to be available. We're going to talk about it today, which we're doing. It's going to be available on, help me out here.
Wednesday.
You're yelling in the back. Yeah, you guys need a microphone here. You can, or we hear that voice over the sound system. Jeff, you're screwing up here. It's going to be available on Wednesday. All right. What about it?
He redefines economics and dominomics, basically.
Yeah.
And it's fairly interesting. At first, I was kind of agitated and kind of like, where is this going? And then he explains where it's going and even why there's a lot of positive potential, which is not big up usually from him.
Yeah. Okay. So we do this mid-year update. This year, he said he's going to do it about economics. He gave me a heads up on it in advance, and I thought, okay, that'll be really fun.
It was like a college lecture.
But then right before we started shooting, he asked to have the podium up here on the stage. I'm like, uh-oh. And
that should have warned you.
To channel that was one of the most intense, fast-paced things. He was on fire, and Adamus, it was just kept on remarking how he just loved doing this because it really wasn't about economics. He talks about the economy, but in very understandable terms. He actually calls it Adamonomics, and he was really delighted by that.
It sounded as professorial as anything I've ever heard.
It was very strong.
It was so detailed and factual.
Very detailed. So if you're thinking, oh, I don't want to watch something about economics, no, it's Adamonomics, and there's a big difference.
Well, it's even a little bit related to everything he's saying, even about abundance, technically.
Oh, he ties it all together. Yeah, there's two sessions. There's about almost 2.5 hours worth of information, 90 days access to the video and the text, and it's only $60 through July 28th. And I know why I was confused, because we do have a preview to watch today. That's what the staff has been jamming. We do, don't we? Okay, they're saying yes. We do have a preview to watch today.
Do you need some more coffee?
No, I need, I don't know what I need.
Wine?
No, I just need to sit here and breathe. So we're going to take a look right now at Pronos 2020 update.
I think you're missing the audience cheering.
I know.
I know that's what it is. It's that audience, you
they
know.
They help ground me and balance
yeah,
me. And there's nothing but an empty carpet here now. I mean, that's all. So, okay, well, let's take a look at the Pronos. This film just the other day. It will be available on Wednesday, July 8th.
Good job, buddy.
In the back there, they're holding up signs.
The prophecies of old foretold of a time of great change on the planet. From the Mayans to Nostradamus to Edgar Cayce, what they saw coming was so far beyond the norm that many thought it was the end times. The critical year 2020 does not necessarily mean an end, but rather a fundamental transformation of human consciousness. And one of the beginning points of change is our economic systems. They are being transformed and democratized, soon to be replaced with more equitable ways of making and distributing wealth. This is Pronost.
I am that I emphatically am, Adamus of sovereign domain. Welcome to Pronust. In this Pronust update, we're going to talk about economics. I'm going to simplify it. I'm actually going to call it Adamonomics rather than economics. You know, economics are really quite simple, very, very simple, and they can be made to be complex, but ultimately they're very simple. It's all about energy, period. It's all about energy. That's it. You're just transferring from one energy state in your reality to another, pretending that somebody else is involved. Isn't that amazing? So that's basic economy, really all you need to know about economy. It's really important for a master to understand the management of the house, the energy of the house, also called economy, because that's where you're going. Your own house, your own economy, your own energy. The biggest game of all is believing that it's outside of you. A bank has the money you don't. That your competitor has the money that you don't. That it's out there, not in here. That's the biggest game. You get over that hurdle, and suddenly money, abundance, everything else is no longer an issue. It's just energy movement. That's all. Another point, corporations. Would you rather have things in the hands of a corporation, a government, or a church? I know my answer right away. I'll take the corporation. Why? If you take a look into the founders of some of these big multinational corporations, the majority of them are conscious individuals. They are conscious individuals. And they came to this planet right now at this time to not only found that business to help change the planet, but also to change it on many, many different levels at once. And so I ask all of you, Shamba, right now, take a deep breath. Get over your issues with corporations. I'm going to make some suggestions, things to try. And this is for masters only. First of all, cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency, if you do not understand it, learn about it, because this is where it's going. Go out and invest in something. You know, stock. You put an investment out there, and I want you to feel what happens. You buy stock in a company. It's not about making or losing money. I want you to feel now how you've put something into your energy field. Now I want to talk about debt. Debt. Debt is the devil. Debt will keep you out of owning, and it will keep you in owing. With debt, you are always owing somebody else, and you're never owning. When you own your own energy, everything comes to you in abundance easily. The fact that it's yours and it's there to serve you. Finally, let's talk about abundance. It is simply a matter of saying, this is my energy, and I'll let it serve me. To me, that's almost the description of realization itself. Everything else flows from there. It's my energy. And I'm letting it serve me now.
That really was one of the clearest, most incredible talks on abundance. Even though that wasn't the title, it was really incredibly accurate and a really great perspective.
And at the beginning part, he talked about economy. He kind of did a very simplified version of what economics are. And his point is that's one of the biggest things that's changing. as you all know by now, he says that the whole coronavirus thing is an economic virus. So this ties in so well to everything. Maybe again, you couldn't see the intensity in what he was talking about here, but ooh, when I was channeling that, so intense.
Oh my gosh.
And he was so clear about it. It'll be available as a cloud class beginning July 8th. It was the preview that we had ready for today. We kind of scrambled to get ready, but in a couple of days we'll have it ready. We have a little extra processing and tweaking to do on it, but whew, that was something else.
It's about wanting to present a very quality product.
Yeah, I'm still recovering. I mean, we just shot it the other day.
It was really, really good. I don't know how you're still standing.
I'm not.
So much energy.
I am sitting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then next, there's a story behind
this. This is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
So, you know, we did 17, was it 17 thresholds?
Uh-huh.
So that was, you know, that's a very, very, very big event. And when people make a commitment to it, it's huge because it means you're willing to look at everything.
But let me tell a little story behind this. So
okay,
we've done 17 threshold events around the world. It was our premier event. Loved doing them. They were very, very intense.
Very intense.
We limited the size of the audience. So there was only about maybe 440 people that have taken it. And I write about this in my article in the award-winning Schomburg magazine this month. But it was about a week or so before we came back to Colorado, Adamus popped in and said, time to film the threshold.
And wow.
I couldn't believe it because I guess maybe I'm a little protective or something. And I'm like, Adamus, how can you film it? Because it is so interactive with the audience. So much of it was based on getting people up to the front and harassing them and doing the Adamus thing on them. And also just the concept of the whole thing seems so, like, how can you film this? But so we plan to film it later in the summer, and then I don't know, put it out as a cloud class in the autumn sometime. And he's like, nope. He had us move things around in our schedule, so we filmed it just about a little over a week ago, and then we were going to offer it as a cloud class in like late September. And he's like, nope, I want it by the end of August. So we've been scrambling to get that together, and it's been scrambling my head in the meantime. But we now have the threshold, which was the premier Crimson Circle class, available as an online class.
It's highly relevant to realization. It's an incredibly personal journey. And I have to say that, you know, we had done 17 of them. Our staff, most of them had attended it. And all of us were just either in tears or just absolutely breathless at how deep and personal Adamus made that.
Now, we're going to be offering it online, but it is going to be offered in a very safe space. Linda and I are going to be live hosting it from right here at the studio. We're going to be with you throughout those entire 3 days. In between sessions, it'll be coming back to us live, talking about things, sharing stories about, you know, along the way, the workshops that we did. So it will be live hosted, and it will, as far as I'm concerned, it'll always
be
live hosted. Never just be put out there where you sign up and just do it on your own. The dates are August 21st through the 23rd, and it will also be offered in Spanish at that time. There is a prerequisite for this. You need to have taken the Sexual Energy School. So when you go to sign up, you can't really register right away. It's a pre-registration. It's a form you fill out stating that you have taken the Sexual Energy School, and then what we call an integrity agreement that you're not currently on any SSR medications or have not been for 18 months. And by the way, the reason we do that, because we feel that if you are on these medications or have been on them recently, it's a waste of your money. You could take it, but because of the effects of these medications on the mind, it really numbs you and you're really not going to get an experience. So it's not a judgment of anybody on our part. We just don't feel you're going to get your money's worth for it. So that's why we have this medication kind of requirement.
And it's very important, and we know it, and it's one of those things where as time goes on, it becomes more and more clear how important it is. And also threshold, like I said, we did it 17 times, and we're very clear about how deep this goes.
Yeah.
And from the very beginning, actually, SES was always required for threshold except for,
yes, always. Yeah. But we are, this is the first time we're requiring any online class,
right,
to have SES. So that's coming up. And again, I still feel maybe we're a little protective of it because we saw over the 17 times we did it around the world how profound it is.
To deepen personal.
And as Adama says, that this, what you'll get in threshold, he says, every ascended master has gone through what you're about to experience in threshold. And he tells a lot of stories in this. It was very intense to channel it. It was very beautiful information, very, very intense to channel it. There are a total of 9 sessions in it over 3 days, and then he will open it up to a live question and answer at the towards the end of the 3rd day, where literally you'll be able to send in your questions. I'll be channeling, right, answering the questions that Linda is reading. So there is that interactive portion of it.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how, what happens with this. I'm really curious. And again, this is Adamus's, his framework for it, not ours. I don't think I would have offered it as an online
class. He wanted people to have access to it, where, like I said, because it was always a very small group, he said no, he wanted more people to have access.
We're still working on the behind-the-scenes logistics, even though we filmed it, but registration will open up on July 15th. You'll be able to register starting July 15th, not before. So we just wanted to point it out here at the Shoud. So that's coming up very quick. Very, very quick. And I'm pretty excited about it.
That's good.
Just a few other notes before we close, take a break. Pathways to Realization, Master's Life 12. It's been out now for, I guess, about a month and a half or so. It's one of the beautiful parts of the Master's Life series, which I love. To me, that's the real story of the Shambhara journey, and it's all being kind of outlined in the Master's Life series. Master's Life 12, Pathways, you learn that. There's not just one way to realization.
Many ways.
Yeah, many different ways.
What do you choose?
And the important thing about that is that you can subscribe to it between now and July 28th for the discounted price of $145. There's 6 sessions, and you do have 90 days to the access to the video and text. Okay, so let's go now to one more thing.
That's out. Pause.
Master's Pause, I Am True. It's, you know, I love the Master's Pause because he's pushing us on one hand, and then on the other hand, he says, okay, now take a pause, you breathe a little bit. And
he always says the topic is based on what he feels we're experiencing on our journey.
Exactly.
And no coincidence that it's I Am True, which is related to the fact that we tend to doubt.
Yeah, it really, if he really addresses doubt in this, and he talks about how you can really turn it into something actually very beneficial for you.
Extremely.
So it's available at the discounted price of just $25 through September 2nd. And that's the new Master's Pause, I Am True. So with that, one more note. Remember,
yes,
that Yoham and Crimson Circle have put together a beautiful music CD called Relax Into Realization. It is absolutely free because we know right now it's, it's a tough time on the planet, and it's good to know, hey, you don't have to pay a dime for it. 30 minutes of relaxing music in 6 tracks, original music created by Gerhardt and Inat, and a really, really well-produced CD. I really love it. So don't forget to get that free online at the Crimson Circle store. Okay. And I think that's just about it.
I think so.
My thingy isn't working very well here. But before we take a break, we want to say a special thank you. And it really takes a whole community of people to make this work.
People can't imagine how many people are here in support of what we're all doing.
Translators, web hosts, Crimson Circle Angels, volunteers. If you want to see how extensive that list is, go to the back of the award-winning Shambhara magazine, and I think it's 4 pages of names of people around the world who are doing these type of things, making it work. It's stunning. It's really amazing, and we thank all of you for that.
Truly. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a little breather.
Little
and
break.
We're going to come back. Right now, it's time for coffee. The Shambhara Coffee Break coming up. We're going to be back in 30 minutes. So we're going to play a little music in the background. Usually this is the time that we do this the webcam and the Masters Club, but there's nobody no one there. It's empty. Carrie is there, attending to everything to help the staff get a little food and.
But there's no attendees.
Yeah. There's no attendees. So we're going to take a break. We'll see you in 30
Thank you so
short
much.
Minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.